Welcome to Identity Church Sunday Morning Message, where sonship is revealed. Stay tuned at the end of this message to receive more information about resources available through Identity Church. Now grab your Bible, sit back, and enjoy a message from Identity Church that is already in progress.
This morning I want to share with you a message, simple message you know already. It's called, Whom Shall I Send? Whom shall I send? And I don't know if you know how to sing this song. I have decided to follow Jesus. Okay, only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The rest. Okay. To follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Are you sure? I have decided. If you are watching us live on Facebook, you can sing this song. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided, to follow Jesus. Oh, no turning back. Is it true? Is it true? If you go to prison, are you going to sing this song? If your wife divorces you, are you sure you are going to follow Jesus? If your husband leaves you, are you sure you're going to follow Jesus? Are you sure? If you lost your car, are you sure? If you lost everything, are you sure you're going to sing this song and say, Lord, why did you just do this thing to me? Why? Why? Okay, I can serve you again. Are you sure you can sing this song till the day you die? Oh, because things are good for you, so you can, oh yeah, hallelujah, praise God. Oh yeah, God is good. Actually, I've come to realization that many Christians today, they don't want to experience any bad in their life. They don't want to experience hurricane and tsunamis in their lives. They want everything smooth and cool. If any one single thing happens to them, they question God. God, why? Don't you know me? And we have preachers of today who are preaching all kinds of stuff, making Christians very, very weak. Weak, so weak. And fearful. Especially in Africa. My father told me, never go any place and hail the devil. My father preached for 50 years. And the day he gave me his shoe, he warned me, he said, never in your life. I have never hailed the devil in all these 50 years and never go any place and hail the devil. Wherever you go, you must hail the name of Jesus Christ. Even if you enter into the camp of the enemy, let them know that yes, Jesus is here. And Jesus is still alive. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Many Christians are living in fear. I don't know any army commander who walks in fear. Is there anyone like that? Army commander walking in fear with guns and everything, bulletproof everything, and still in fear. I haven't seen that before. Why? Because he has been well trained. He has all the equipment, everything, all the tools, and you dare not try him. You dare not. And if I called myself a child of God and the Holy Ghost lived inside of me, I must not walk in fear. I must not walk in fear. Because he never gave me what? The spirit of what? Of fear. He has given me what? Power. I have power. I am a power booster. Yes. I don't have to be afraid of witches and wizards and occult powers or whatever. No. He who lives inside of me is what? You don't believe that. I don't think you believe it. Some people will say for saying sake, but when they see cockroach, Jesus. Cockroach. Oh God. Are you sure? Jesus lives inside of you. But you walk in fear. No. Check it very well. We are not called to walk in fear. We are called to walk in what? In boldness and in courage as children of God. We must be bold and we must what? We must be strong. If Jesus only lives inside of me. I am a soldier in the army of the Lord. I am a soldier in the army. Are you a soldier in the army of the Lord? Are you sure you're a soldier? Then walk like a soldier. Live like one. I encourage you to live like what? Like a soldier in the army of the Lord. Not in fear. Never allow anyone to instill fear in your heart. Never allow any preacher to tell you no. If you come to Africa today, that's what is going on. We preach all kinds of demons and all kinds of stuff and all, to put people in fear. Yeah, do you know what? The best thing to rob people is to keep them in the dark. And everyone, is it true? The best thing to rob people is to keep them in the dark. If you keep them in the dark, boom, you can rob them. That's what is happening. But do not allow anyone to keep you in the dark. Let them know, no, I am a child of a king. He purchased me with his holy blood. He lives inside of me. I am not afraid of the devil. I am not afraid of the witches and the wizards. Let them bring all their stuff, but he who lives inside of me is greater than those things coming against me. You don't have to walk in fear. You have power to tell the devil, check out from this room, check out, get out. You don't have to be boxing with the devil. Oh, no, die. When I see Christians boss, I say, are you really born again? Or you are about to born again? Are you inside or you are outside? Do you think if I walk to White House uninvited, do you think what will happen to me? Hello? Pastor Chele, will you see me again? You will not see me again. Oh, my God. Why did James do this? He was not invited. Why? The security at the White House would deal with me mercilessly. Who asked you to come here? So when the devil comes to your house, uninvited, deal with the devil. Who asked you to walk into my house? Who gave you that authority? Who gave you that permission to come to my house? Who? Get out. You don't have to cry. The more you cry, the more the devil will laugh. I get one soul here. I will deal with you. And he will increase the pains and the sorrows. But let the devil know, hey, you are not welcome. If I come to your house, you don't give me a seat to sit down. Will I sit down? No. If I sit down, in my culture, it's rude. If you come to my house, I have to give you a seat or chair to sit down. If the devil comes to your house and you see the devil sitting on your chair, let him know, hey, there is an authority in this house. You are not invited. Get out. Go to the next house. Not here. If the devil plants anyone's secrets or diseases in your body, the Bible says, whatever that was not planted by Jesus Christ will be what uprooted. Let the devil know, this is not kingdom principles. It is not kingdom material. It is not part of the kingdom. Where from this? Okay. I know where it came from. Oh, devil, now I know what you want to do. Will you check out? If Jesus Christ lives inside of you, you have a commanding power to command anything. To command anything. I met a fetish priest and we're full of charms and they have a stick. You know, Africa, we have many, many charms. If they use the stick to hit you, you will paralyze. You will get stroke instantly. And people were warning me, get out! I said, no! Do you know me? You don't know me. I am short, yes. But what is inside of me is taller than this guy. And I will face him. And my host, James, you are very stubborn. Now, I have regretted of bringing you to this country and blah, blah, blah. I said, okay. You have never seen a stubborn man before. You will see one today. And that man got born again. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. Verse 9. And he said, go and tell these people, hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not. Matthew chapter 4, verse 18. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. Verse 19. And he said unto them, follow me, I will make you fishers of men. And verse 20. And straight away they left their net and followed him. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witness unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the world. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 19. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. 19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. There is one word in all the scriptures I read. Go. Go. Go ye. Go ye. Go ye. Go ye. Pastor Charlie, church is not about a place we should come and sit down and be comfortable. I am a soldier in the house of the Lord. I have a net. Okay, Jesus saw them casting a net into the ocean. Huh? I know Americans love this so much. And every house, you have what? A hook to go for fishing. Yeah. Why don't we turn that fishing into fishing human beings? Why? Jesus is saying, go. The church is becoming so comfortable. Too much. We are losing the power of evangelism in the church. I don't know if you have seen it. I don't know if you have noted this. If you are watching us live on Facebook, I have a good one advice for you. You can use your Facebook to evangelize to the world. You can use your Facebook to save the world. Instead of posting some foolish things and nonsense things, you can use your Facebook to what? To win souls for Jesus Christ. Let us go into the world and win souls. Our mandate, our business is to win souls. Our business is not to come to the world, to the church and be comfortable. No way. Jesus himself came, and he came to do what? To win souls. We have one business in this world. Only one business is to save souls. If we are not saving souls, it means we are disappointing Jesus Christ. Somebody will tell me I'm too busy. You are not too busy to save a soul. In your office, you can save a soul. At the market, you can save a soul. At the restaurant, you can save a soul. In the train, I preached to a man in the plane when I was coming from Ghana. Well, you are disturbing me. I say, yes, I am a disturber. I love to disturb people. He put blanket. When he opened his eyes, as he said, if this plane crashed now, where will you go? Huh? What do you say? I said, if this plane right now it crashes, where do you think you will go? What is happening? I said, nothing is happening. I just asked you a question. He said, I don't know. I said, you must know. He said, what about you? I said, me? I will go to heaven straight. Oh, I stopped going to church long time. My pastor was not good. He was messing up. He was doing all stupid things and foolish things. And Did you go to church because of the pastor? Huh? Are you here because of Pastor Charlie? Oh, then you don't know why you are here. You don't know. You don't know why you are here. You must understand the reason why you go to church before you join a church. If you don't understand the reason why you go to church, then there's something wrong somewhere. There's a disconnection somewhere. Why are you here? Or you came to meet a friend? Or if you don't come, Pastor Charlie will pick a phone. Hey, I didn't see you church today. Why? I don't want this man to disturb me. So I'll let you dress up and go. Is that why you are here? Then you miss it. You must know why you go to church. You must understand the reason why you must go to church. Jesus Christ came and laid down his life for our salvation, that we will be saved. He went to the cross and died a painful death that I will be saved and you will be saved. He went to the grave. He didn't like it. Father, Father, if it is my will, I will not go to this cross. It is not my will. So let that will be done. Have you won a soul this year? I want to ask everybody this question. Have you won a soul, one soul this year? If you are here and you haven't won one single soul this year, I pity you. And you can't convince me you are a child of God. I don't care what you think. I don't care what you know. I don't care what the books or what PhD or I don't care about all those things. My mandate is to go out there and fish the men. Can you imagine if all of us are bringing 1111 people every Sunday? Do you know what? We will change this auditorium. We will move from this place. We will go and get a bigger place. And as we are bringing them, we are expanding and we'll be boom. But we don't see that is our mandate. And it is my prayer that God will help us to know the reason why we come to church. And for God to help us to understand that we have only one business. And that business is to do what? Is to win souls. If we cannot win souls, then there's a question mark. Jesus said, I save you to save others. I save you to do what? To save others. Are you saving others? When you see people in a mess situation, you just look at them. And then you just walk away. Like the pastor who was going to preach and saw a guy being beaten by armed robbers. Thank God. Thank God. They have dealt with you. Yeah, thank God. You will not come to church. This time. Then Elder Rodney also was passing by. When we tell you people to come to church, you will not come. Thank God you are in a mess right now. I'm busy. I wish I can help you, but I'm busy. I'm going. Get away. And there was this guy who was smoking and singing Bob Marley, One Loaf, One. Oh my God. Who is this? Bible says he picked this man and rushed him to the hospital and ordered the doctor. Make sure this man does not die. Okay? Make sure that this man is saved. Save his soul for me. And Jesus asks, Pastor Chale, who is going to preach? And that Rodin, who was going to do the accounting or whatever of the church, the head of the church, they passed by. What about this guy who was smoking and singing One Loaf in the world and picked this guy and said, this guy must not die. Whom do you think will go to heaven? And the disciples said, Peter, answer. He said, James, you should answer. Thomas, Matthew, no. Why? Because that guy saw the heart of Jesus Christ. Do you see the heart of God? Do you see the heart of God? If your brother is dying, do you care enough to save him or her? If your sister is going through pain, do you care? Church, it is high time we change our perceptions. It is high time we have the heart of our master. It is high time we have the heart of the king. Not our own heart, but the heart of the king. We must understand the kingdom. What is the kingdom? The kingdom means what? Go out there and win souls and save souls and rescue souls. That is the kingdom of God. It's not about getting money, cars, buildings, first class, or whatever. That is not the kingdom. Seek ye first the kingdom and its righteousness. Save souls. Use whatever you have to save a soul. Whatever you have, use it to save a soul. If your food can save a soul, do that. If your clothes can save a soul, do that. If your prayer can save a soul, do that. If you are just hello, I'm just calling to say hello to you, can save a soul, give that hello. Because that's the business we are called into. We are called into this business of winning souls. And if we are not doing that, I came to tell you, heaven is having a problem with the church. If we are not doing that, heaven is having a big problem with the church. Whatever you have. You know, in my culture, excuse me, but I don't care, I'm online. They can listen, I don't care. In my culture, when you are sick, we don't care about you. When you die, we can raise like $10,000 or $20,000 to bury you. Yes, that is Ashanti culture. Nobody will raise $5,000 or $2,000 to pay your medical bills, but die. Oh, glory be to God. We will raise all kinds of money to give you one of the best burial services. Nice funeral. Everything. Decorations, everything. Does this make sense? you need one medicine, nobody will buy for you. But you will die today. So we have banks for funerals. Yes. You don't go there to get a loan for business. You go there to get loans for funerals. If you go there for loan for business, no. Oh, my father died. How much do you need? They will give it to you. We have one business on this planet. You and I have one business on this planet. No matter where we find ourselves, is to save souls. Jesus Christ is looking for people who will go out there and say, Lord, send me and I will go and save souls. We can get them on the street here. We can get them. Our backyard, we can get some souls. Our workplace, there are people there who are not born again. We can preach the gospel to them. We don't have a special place to preach the gospel. If all your friends are not Christians and you are a Christian and you can't preach the gospel to them, you are a big failure in the house of God. I came to tell you, you can hate me, you can like me. It's a choice. Because your duty among those people is to bring them to the house of God. Not to entertain them and not to be smiling with them all the time. Hey, it's okay. What is okay? Nothing is okay. Tell them, preach to them, teach them the word of God and bring them to Christ. That is your business. That's why Jesus Christ called you and I to come into the house and watch and go out there and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to the world. I challenge you today that you must start this business now. Not tomorrow. You don't have tomorrow. We have only now. Even as we close from service, you can start winning souls. Pick from anyone, any of your friends who does not know Jesus, you can call him and talk to him. It is better to use your credits to call people and speak the gospel and preach them and teach them than to waste your credit on unnecessary conversations. How are you? We waste so much money on unnecessary things. I don't have money. I'm not rich. I told my wife, maybe when I'm dead and gone, you'll be rich. Yeah. Because I am sold out. I am sold out. I am sold out. And my heart is burning and my bones are on fire. That God, show me where they are and I will go and get them. Hallelujah. I walked 2 hours in a forest, risking my life. I don't know where I was going. I was going to win a soul. Pastor, nobody goes that area. Okay. Me, I will go. I met this guy who had been smoking weed for many, many years. And he was a gangster. And I look at him, I say, you are wanted by Jesus Christ. I said, what? Is Jesus Christ? What Jesus? Is he a coke? Or a Fanta? I said, no. Jesus is not a coke. Neither is he a Fanta. I said, what is that? I said, don't worry. I will explain to you. That we are preaching to people who already know the word. No! There are people out there that we have to go and preach the gospel to them. Today we are going to do baptism. I want to see one thing, Pastor Charlie. After the baptism, let us hit the street running, fishing people, bringing them to the house of God. Don't just go and be baptized and be walking the same and living the same. No, no. After the baptism, Jesus Christ came out and started preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. He said, yes, the kingdom is at hand. Yeah. Oh, It is time for the church to get out.
Yes.
The Muslims are very serious. They are coming. Why? They have seen complacency in the church. They are too comfortable. These days, they don't want to preach the gospel. They are in the church. So let's go and get them. And 2021, they want to hit the world hard. They are only praying for America to go down. I'm telling you, the Muslims, they are only praying for one. Their one prayer is for what? America to do what? To go down. And they will sweep into the world. I'm not afraid to say this. America always needs a strong leader. Okay? You can hate this, but I don't care. America always needs what? A strong what? A strong leader. Who will shake this world and tame these Muslims. Every Sunday, a church is being bombed in Nigeria. Every Sunday. They have already taken over Somalia. Hallelujah. But if we can go and win souls, if we can go out there and touch lives, I'm telling you, Jesus Christ will be so happy. He will be so happy. He will be so excited. The Bible says, he who wins a soul is what? Have you read that scripture before? Eh? Look, have you read that scripture before? He who wins a soul is what?
Wise.
So who are you? Are you wise? Are you sure? Are you sure? I'll come back to you again. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to give everyone assignments. When you go home, take time to read the scriptures. Matthew chapter 25, verse 30 to 46. When you go home, read it. After your dinner, whatever, take time and read the scripture. Matthew 25, verse 30 to 46. If you want to know the heart of Jesus, go and read the scripture. Only if you want to know the heart of Jesus, go and read the scripture. Our duty is to win souls. Our mandate is to win souls. I'll be in Ghana next week. 22nd, I'll be home. I will leave 21st. And on 27th of this month, I'm going to missions. I was telling my wife said, you are coming home 22nd. You left so long. You are coming home 22nd. Can't we have you? I said, you will have me after I return from missions. We are going to prisons. We are going to prisons. There are many people in the prisons that they must hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. You see, don't tell me because they were robbers, they were da, 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 da. No, it doesn't matter. No, it doesn't matter. Let's go out there and win souls. Let's bring people to this church. Oh, I'm a member of an entity church. Yeah, you're a member, but what are you doing to support the church? Or just a member? No. Today we didn't see many people in the church. How many people you brought? Pastor Charlie, do you know one funny thing in the church? Those who can bring people to the church, they are those people who will complain when they don't see people in the church. You know that? They will never bring people to the church. Yet, today we didn't see many people. Right? The church is not growing. The church is going down. Are you bringing people? Are you winning souls? Are you adding to the church? If you are not adding to the church, ask yourself, what can I do to add to Identity Church? What is my passion for Identity Church? What is my passion? I have a passion for this church. I wish I'm going to stay here a long time. Like you will give me 5 people. Yes, I'm telling you. I wish. You will give me only 5 people. And we will get them, all this area, we will get them and bring them to this church. I spent 3 months in Chicago and I planted a church in Chicago. I told the pastor, I said, can't you plant a church? Is it James? I said, huh? I said, I don't want to understand America. get me a place. No, I said, get me a place. I will plant a church for you before I leave here. And we planted one church in Naperville before I left Chicago. And he was surprised. I said, all what you need is a heart to go for fishing. Go and get the men. Go, go, go. Jesus said, go, you must go. Go means what? Go. Amen. No interpretation. Go means what? Go. Identity, are you ready to go? Hello? Amen. Are we ready to go? How many people are ready to go? Are you sure?
Yes.
Pastor Charlie, watch. How many people are ready to go? Are you sure? From now, from today, are you sure?
Yes.
That you bring people to church? Are you sure? You will talk to people to come to church? Are you sure? In your environment, in your area, in your office, wherever you work, are you going to bring people to church? If you are going to do this, God will bless you. God will bless you. Whatever you can use to save souls, do it. If it is your money, use it. If it is your prayer, use it. Whatever skill you have that you can use to save souls. Let me tell you before I close. And Terry is aware of this. We have been feeding over 10,000 children. 10,000 children. We have so much orphans in Ghana. And the government does not care about them. One day I went to the government, do you know what the government told me? James, okay, who will send you? If you want to send yourself, you can go ahead and do what you want to do. But the government is not interested. I brought the U.S. Navy to Ghana. And I took them to a mission. Yes. The commander said, James, where are we going? I said, you follow me. No, where are we going? I said, sir, please, you are in Ghana, follow me. We are not in America. We are in Ghana, follow me. They are on Facebook. You can check. They are on Facebook. And I took them to the orphanage. Where are we? I said, yeah, we are here on short mission. And the captain from Europe and Africa looked at me and said, James, what can we do for you? I said, I don't know. He said, anything you want to ship from America to Ghana, we will take that responsibility and ship it for you for free. You won't pay anything. When I came, I called the captain. Are you in the country? I said, yes, sir. This time, what? I said, I'm working around the clock. Okay. Whatever happens, let me know. I said, thank you, sir. Let's go out there and win souls. People are dying. People are suffering too much. Somebody must hear the gospel before he dies. Somebody must hear Jesus before he dies. People are dying. People are suffering. People are in pains. We can't be comfortable where we are. Let's get up. Let's go out there. And let's save souls. You may have a car. I don't have a car. I walk. I have, thank God, I have this. This is one of the best cars I have in the world. I don't need fuel. I don't need anything. Pastor Charlie, does he need fuel? No, no gas. He doesn't need gas. I walk. Before I came to America, I drove 12 hours to go and win souls. 12 hours to go, purposely to go and win souls. And when we got there, the Baptist bishop asked me, hey, why are you here? I said, we are here for soul, to win soul. You drove all the way from Accra to here? I said, yes. Man, it seems you want to do something for the Lord. I said, yes. How many people want to win souls?
Amen.
I want you to stand up. If you are here and you want to win a soul for Jesus Christ. And Lord, let the fire of the Holy Ghost burn in my heart. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided
to follow Jesus. I have decided. No turning back. No turning.
Just put your right hand on your chest and pray this simple prayer. Lord, help me to be a soul winner. From today. Even if I don't have the passion. The passion. Help me to go out. And win souls. Any fear. Any shyness. Anything that will block me. Take it away from my life. Make me a soul winner.
Make me a soul winner.
From today. In Jesus' name. Amen. I want to pray for some people. If you are here and you know within you, you know within you that the fire in you has gone down, you can come forward. You know that the fire within you, the fire within you has gone down. You need a fire to go out there to win souls. You can't go out there with the spirit of lukewarmness. There's a fire in me. Oh, when I got born again, yes, I was on fire for God. But now, what happened? The desire is no more there. The zeal is no more there. But I want you to know that Jesus Christ is waiting for you and I. There are some of us, God has spoken to us to go out there and serve him, but we are marking time. You know, we are marking what? Time. Can I make it tomorrow, Lord? Next week, I wish I can go, but God, you know, my daughter is not feeling well. Pastor Charlie, that's the problem. Thank you, Lord. Lord, give you more 7 days so that I can go. It is not enough to come to church and receive prophetic word. No. When you receive it, go and work out. And I pray that this church will be a soul-winning church. The day I will come back, I may not meet you here. I may meet you in a bigger place. And I'll be happy to see that this church has become a soul-winning church. There's no age to win a soul. You don't need to be a professor to win a soul. You don't need PhD to win a soul. I don't have PhD anyway. I don't have master's anyway. But I know how to win souls. Okay? I don't have degrees. But I know how to win souls. So you don't need PhD. It's all about going and tell people Jesus Christ is what is looking for you. You are wanted by Jesus Christ. Amen. Will you give your life to Jesus Christ? Very simple. The youth, it is time. For you to go, because the devil is after the youth. In my country, I fight for the youth and the children. I am not feeding them for free. Do you know what I'm doing in Ghana? If I'm feeding 10,000 children, they are not for free. It's Jesus and food. Okay? Jesus and what? I give you Jesus, I give you food. Then I come back and I give you Jesus again. So I'm not feeding you for free. I'm planting Jesus Christ in your heart. So the youth here, you can tell your friends. Challenge your friends to give their life to Jesus Christ. Whether you are playing soccer or baseball or whatever, you can win souls at that place. Everywhere you can win souls. Challenge them. Brother, would you? I love Tim Tebow. Yes, anytime he watch, he will pray. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. I pray and I commit your church into your hands. Release your power upon your church. Let your presence fill your church In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray the Lord God of heaven, your church will be a soul-winning church. And those watching live on Facebook, I challenge you to go out there and win souls, because Jesus Christ wants you to be a soul winner. Wherever you find yourself, Father, we soak this church into the blood of Jesus. And we ask you that a year by this time, this church will increase and increase and increase, because we will have the spirit of determination to go out there and win souls. Lord, help us to go out there and win souls. We bless you, Lord, for answer our prayer. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.
Thank you for tuning into today's message from Identity Church. To know more about us, go to identitychurch.net, where you'll find resources such as a calendar, media, and upcoming events. You may also download an app for your mobile device from the Apple App Store or Google Play. Then from your mobile device, you can hear our messages, read from the Bible, take notes, connect with us on the social media, and even pay your tithe. Again, thank you for tuning in to today's message from Identity Church.